Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Silver and Black today, an Odyssey original podcast. We appreciate you being here talking nothing but Las Vegas Raiders football. If you don't already subscribe to the show, please help us out. Do that wherever you find your podcast. Just subscribe to Silver and Black today. Put on that auto download so Mo and I can at least get some bread and water. And we would appreciate that very much. If you're watching us on YouTube, we appreciate that as well. Thanks for the chat over there on the side. Do us a favor there. Subscribe and also hit the notifications bell. Follow Mo on Twitter, M-O-E-M-O-T-O-N. He is a national NFL writer for Bleacher Report, also a sports not columnist covering the Raiders. And you can follow me at LV Gully. The show is SNB Today. Okay, Mo, Car Wars. This might be the last rendition of Car Wars on this show. I wasn't even going to talk about this, but I'm going to go on a little soapbox. I want to get your reaction because you're always level-headed and maybe I'm just fired up about it. But on Monday, well, first of all, on Sunday when the 49ers beat the Raiders, David Carr, Derek Carr's older brother and his bulldog, by the way, he always has been. Anytime Derek Carr's got a problem, it comes out through David Carr because he's on the NFL Network. Put on Instagram, on his Instagram stories, a picture of a crying kid in a 49er jersey. Okay, so that's number one. Number two was then on Monday, a lot of folks are upset about the Derek Carr situation. We're asking David Carr about, you know, what he thinks, what happens. He then said he would talk about it on NFL Network and get into the true story, the truth. Then something happened, and I guess maybe the NFL Network folks agreed with what I, that the reason I got blocked by David Carr, by the way, on Twitter a couple years ago, was because I was just critical of his brother. And I also said that it was not ethical to have him covering his brother, because I don't think it is. He then said, suddenly the NFL Network wasn't in play, and he's going on his son and his nephew's podcast to talk about, and he'll give the truth about Josh McDaniels and blah, 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 and Mark Davis and all this kind of stuff. So my question is, David Carr is hinting at he's going to tell the whole truth and air this dirty laundry. Why the hell is he doing that? Number one, his brother's a grown-ass man, a multimillionaire who's played, had a nice career in the NFL. I understand it's family. Mo, if somebody attacks you or Evan on Twitter, I jump right in and start going nuts on them, right? Because we're buddies and I support my friends. So I understand that. But in this case, you're talking about a professional athlete who's a grown man, who's in the arena still. This is a guy who said he wants to play again. At least that's what we're hearing. And his brother is now going to go out and what? Say terrible things about the Raider organization. My question to you is, I get the familial tie. I get sticking up for your little brother. No problem with that per se. But you are a member of the NFL media. I understand you're alumni. You're a member of the NFL media. And your brother's going to go play for another franchise somewhere. It's not a good idea to air dirty laundry about one of the owners. I don't care what they did to you. And maybe there was things that happened that we don't know about. And that's fine. That all can come out at some point in time. But to do this when it's fresh, to do this when your brother's trying to maybe get another deal or go somewhere else, tell me how this makes any sense.
The only angle I could see from David Carr's perspective where this makes sense is Derek is not going to step to the media and say exactly what's on his mind. We've known that about Derek his whole career. He always gets to the podium and says the right thing. He's not going to throw people under the bus. He's not going to tell you exactly what's bothering him, except for the Colts, after the Colts loss, he broke down. That was that one time where we kind of got the candid words from Derek Carr, where he was actually what was actually on his mind. But for the most part, Derek Carr is very good at saying the right things at the podium. David Carr is like it's like good cop, bad cop almost. David Carr is now going to go out, and in a sense, you know, he's talking to Derek. So what he says is probably what's on Derek's mind. So Derek doesn't have to go out there and be the bad guy and air the dirty laundry because that hasn't been in his nature. Mm-hmm. But David, he's willing to go there. So as a brother, as an older brother, the protective senses kick in. He's going to say, okay, Derek, you know, you don't want to go out there and say what's going on behind closed doors that you feel is you know, done wrong. I'm going to go out there and do it. And that's frankly what I think is happening here. I get what you're saying that he's a media member. So it comes off as obviously biased, but I think he's been on NFL Network for how many years, and everyone knows that he's the brother of Derek Carr. Everyone knows that he's going to be at the time when Derek Carr was in the Raiders plans, he was going to be pro Raider and he was going to be pro Derek Carr. And again, they let him get by on that.
They've allowed it to happen. Absolutely.
In this case, it's Derek, you don't have to be the bad guy and get out there and say what's going on. I'll do it for you.
Yeah. But again, he's not 12. I'm sorry. I understand what you're saying, Mo. And I just, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm disagreeing with the approach, which you laid out, which I think is absolutely correct and plausible. My point is here is one of the knocks against Derek Carr, and I don't think it's fair, especially on the field, is that he's soft. Because just because you get hurt does not make you soft. Just because you're not telling everybody F off doesn't make you soft. Okay, so I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, though, is in this situation, I get it. I get defending your brother. And again, I would defend you. I would defend my kids, my wife, all the people who mean something to me in my life, I would defend. Absolutely. So I don't fault that side of it. But now you're going to go out and air dirty laundry. And then what if he's got to cover a Raider game? Then what? Right? It's just so unprofessional is my point. There's a time and a place for everything. And if the organization, let's say they did, because we don't know for certain, let's say there was something that went on with Josh McDaniels or whatever. I don't know. But if there was, from Derek Carr's perspective, by the way, that's one side of the story. Then the timing of it, and when you talk about it, there's an appropriate time for that. Right now, to publish pictures of people in 49ers jerseys crying kids when the Raiders lose to the 49ers right after the game, it's just childish. It's like, dude, you were an NFL quarterback. You were a number one draft pick. What are you doing? Like, what? All these internet trolls who made Derek Carr the focus and target of their lives for the last 4 or 5 years especially. We heard about them. We know they got under his skin because his brother would go and take everybody out. He'd block everybody. He'd do all this kind of stuff. And so now you're doing the same thing that you decry people for? This is where I'm just the hypocrisy of it all. And the fact, and this is the question I'm going to get to because I'm done complaining about it. But you're going to tell me he's going to go for a new deal. If you're a team, yes, you're looking at the talent. I get it. But all this garbage and circus that goes around, listen, I got nothing wrong with you sticking up for your family, and it's a big family, I get it. But you're going to have four brothers that are going to go out and just constantly troll, and you're going to fund podcasts and YouTube channels to push a narrative around certain things. Is that what they're, if you're an NFL team, do you look at that and say, I don't know if I want to be a part of that?
You know what? I'll say,
I'm not saying it's going to cost him a job. One second, Mo. I'm not going to say it's going to cost him a job, but if I'm looking at it from the outside, I'm like, what is wrong with these people? He's a professional. I mean, you don't see Peyton Manning's brother going nuts. You didn't see Eli Manning going nuts when Peyton was criticized. You didn't see that family go completely apeshit on these people. I don't have to bleep that, but it's just odd to me.
It's not common. It's not. I'll say that it is not common to have that dynamic where your brother is a part of the media and you can go out there and basically be your mouthpiece. Mm. But what I will say is, for the Cars, you don't hear too much noise during the season. This is obviously a bad breakup, and I will say that teams aren't going to care because they're thinking about Derek Carr can winning. Get us to the playoffs and winning some football games. Now, however it ends, it ends, and he wants to air dirty laundry about our organization. Unless you got something to hide, these teams aren't going to care. But from a perspective where you're coming from, I get what you're saying. It's something that it makes you cringe, and David Carr is petty. Let's just say, let's call it what it is. The 49er picture that he put out during the game or after, that's pettiness.
Yeah.
And clearly to me, what this says is there are hurt feelings. And I think that's pretty obvious. There are hurt feelings there. And his brother, David, probably feels like Carr, his little brother, younger brother, put his heart, put blood, sweat, and tears into this organization.
That's
and they
fair.
Treated him wrong. And again, there are feelings there that come into play, and this is what you're getting.
That's correct. And again, I give Derek Carr credit because, you know, there's been times in my life where I've been, now looking back at it, too loyal. or I should say not too loyal. Loyal to the wrong people. Okay? And so I can understand and empathize with Derek Carr and even David Carr that they probably were all in on the Raiders. And they believed everything, that he was going to be there forever. He's going to retire an old quarterback with the Raiders, have his number retired, you know, whatever. But that didn't happen. And again, too, I also think that there's a sense, though, that you signed a contract where you knew that it's kind of an audition year. And was Derek Carr a terrible quarterback? No, but he didn't perform up to expectations. You opened the door, okay? So this narrative that's now being pushed around, well, they really sabotaged him. Well, listen, come on, let's be serious here. Number one, you try to win ball games, and that's not the case. We also saw, you and I talked about on this show a couple times about how the story, as it's been told now from numerous national sources about Derek Carr wanting to step away from the team, not to be a distraction. He asked, the Raiders gave permission. There was one publication and then a lot of the Carr group saying that no, they asked him, they told him he had to leave, which we know is not possible under the current CBA. So when a player's not injured. So you're seeing all this back and forth. So this started immediately, and you're right, there's hurt feelings there, and I get it. Look, if I lost my job after 9.5 years pouring everything into something, I get it. I understand the emotion there. But my point is, you step away and you wait. Because to do things in an emotional state, as we've seen on Twitter with Raider fans the last week, is not a good thing.
I will say this. I'm interested to see what David Carr is going to say.
Yeah.
I'm making assumptions.
That's fair, too.
I want to know if he's going to clarify exactly how those discussions went down. Of course, he's not going to give specifics. But is he going to clarify how that discussion went down and how Derek Carr... You know, the reasons why Derek Carr decided to step away and the team gave him permission to step away. Because that seems to be the buzz topic out now, because people are saying, well, Derek Carr quit on his team. And I think if anything that Dave is going to say, he's going to try to clarify that. And I also think he's going to probably talk about what Carr's preferences are as far as how he wants to move forward with his career. I think that's going to be a major topic. I'm not going to say he's going to give out a list of teams that Derek would want to go to, but I think he's going to straighten out some, quote unquote, straighten out some narratives that may be out there unfavorable to his brother, again, with the protection of family in play. So I want to hear what David says before I go all in and say, well, you know, this is super inappropriate. But I get what you're saying. It is uncommon for a family member to do this, but I at least want to hear as a media person, you know, we enjoy chaos. We enjoy stories and chaos.
Well, people are going to be pissed off that we're even talking about this, but it's worth talking about because you just don't see it.
It's worth talking about because what David Carr says on that podcast is going to be news. Because if you've been following Derek Carr's career, you know that David Carr is going to say things that are probably on Derek's mind. But remember before, right when Josh McDaniels was hired by the Raiders, what happened? David Carr was on NFL Network. I believe he was on the show. I won't mention the show because we don't want to give outside promotion. Yeah. But he was on a Fox show, and he talked about Derek Carr wanted trust from a new regime. He wanted buy-in and he wanted stability. Basically, I'm not paraphrasing, but those are things that he wanted because of the trade rumors that were reoccurring year after year. He went on a show and talked about the things that Derek Carr may find attractive in a new regime and from Josh McDaniels. So this is not the first time that David has come out and spoke on behalf of his younger brother.
Right. And not only that, but a show later that same month, he talked about how because they asked him how Derek was feeling about Josh McDaniels. And he glowed about how great they were and how they were on the same page. And finally, he's got this and he's got that. Mm-hmm. So they felt good about it at that time. And then so we'll Scott's see what he says. And it obviously has changed. It's gone 180 degrees and he's doing it on a podcast hosted by his son and his nephews. So we're not going to get probing questions. We're going to get basically a monologue. So we'll see what happens. And again, my personal wish for Derek Carr is that he goes on and does whatever he needs to do and has the opportunity to play again, right? Whether or not the Raiders benefit from that with draft picks or he just walks away as a free agent and signs somewhere, it's good for you. It's just unusual because you just don't see people doing this, especially not only family members. I mean, you see mothers and wives do it and it makes national news and it's made fun of. Frankly, I mean, you saw Patrick Mahomes' wife. You see his brother, who's an embarrassment, too. You see Mac Jones's mom, or not Mac Jones's mom, Zach Wilson's mom, all that stuff with the women and then his mom tweeting out at people. All that stuff made major news. And now you're seeing it from a former NFL quarterback and the brother. So it's just really odd. And that's where I was going to address it. And we'll see what happens as we move forward. All right. We're done with that subject for now, unless David Carr says something totally crazy or enlightening. He could say something very enlightening as well. Give him credit if he gets it. But we're going to switch from that. We're going to take a break, Mo. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the defense as well in this game, because a lot of people, well, the defense sucks, and this is why we lost to the 49ers. But I want to talk about that and through that, because I think a lot of people, I still see a lot of fire Patrick Graham, and I don't think that's the issue. So when we come back, we'll talk about the Raiders defense as well as their lack of bodies on that side of the ball. You're listening to Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey original podcast. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back after this.